Candidates are also preparing for California's 2020 primary, and a new state law in California requires candidates for president to release their tax returns in order to appear on the primary ballot at all. Capital Public Radio's Scott Rodd reports from Sacramento.
Candidates will have to disclose 5 years of tax returns by this November to be eligible for the state's primary ballot in March. In a statement after signing the bill into law, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom invoked an unlikely comparison.
Ever since Richard Nixon released his tax returns in 1973 by saying the people have the right to know if their president is a crook, it's become the norm in this country that presidents of all political stripes release their tax returns. That's been the case for 40 years.
The law does not mention a specific candidate, but President Trump has been at the heart of the debate.
All we're requiring is people that aspire to be presidents, not about one person, they have to disclose their tax returns, address issues of self-dealing, conflicts of interest.
California will post the information online for public access. The law also applies to candidates for governor. Republican lawmakers oppose the legislation, arguing it's politically motivated. The California Republican Party declined a request for a taped interview. In a statement, party chairwoman Jessica Milan Patterson said the law is a waste of time and taxpayer money and will ultimately be struck down. A spokesperson for the White House declined to comment. Trump has previously cited an ongoing audit by the IRS as the reason for not releasing his tax returns. Richard Hassan is a professor of election law at the University of California, Irvine. He says attempts by other states to force the release of Trump's tax returns have faced legal hurdles.
Well, I think it's just about certain that the bill will be challenged in court, in federal court, and the question will be whether or not it violates the Constitution.
Hassan says the new law is the first of its kind, meaning there isn't much legal precedent set on the issue.
And on that question, I think it's uncertain as to what the courts will do about a challenge to such a law.
He says the case could make it all the way to the Supreme Court. A New York law signed earlier this month requiring the release of Trump's tax returns to the state legislature remains tied up in court. But that law would not prevent a candidate from appearing on an election ballot. 2 years ago, the California legislature passed a bill similar to the one Newsom signed into law. But his Democratic predecessor, Jerry Brown, vetoed the legislation. He expressed concerns about the constitutionality of requiring candidates to release their tax returns and said it could create a slippery slope. In his veto message, Brown wondered if it would lead to laws requiring the release of health records or birth certificates to be eligible for the ballot. Brown declined to release his tax returns while running for governor. Newsom released 6 years of his. For NPR News, I'm Scott Rodd in Sacramento.